Well, I was one of the children to desegregate the public schools of Lynchburg. And in Lynchburg, I guess as in all cities across the state in the South probably, there were quite a few students who started the process, but when the elimination came down, there were not as many. For example, in Norfolk, it ended up with 17 African-American students who desegregated, started out with 150 or whatever. In Lynchburg, I'm not sure how many young people initially became involved in that process of desegregating the schools. But when it came to going to court and to actually moving forward with the process, there were four of us who stuck it out. Most of the other children in Lynchburg who had initially applied to transfer to E.C. Glass High School, which was the white high school at that time, and Dunbar High School was the African-American high school. But most of the children were pulled out of the legal process because their parents feared for their jobs. And so the four of us who were left, our parents were pretty independent of the white establishment. C.C. Jackson, her father was a dentist, Linda Woodruff. Her parents had jobs that allowed them not to be threatened by her movement forward. Owen Cardwell's father was an insurance man, and my mother was a domestic worker. And so she was in a position where she could have been fired from her job, but she received the support of the family that she had been working for a number of years. And so there was no threat of her losing her job there. But eventually there was a court ruling that we four would be admitted to desegregate E.C. Glass High School. Well, the Lynchburg School Board was then ordered locally to admit only two of the four, to admit Linda and Owen, and not to admit CC and me for that fall term. And the two of them did go to school on that, I guess, September day. The two of us, Linda, CC and I, we went back to court. We started school at Dunbar that semester, but we went back to court to resurrect the case and to force literally the city of Lynchburg and the Lynchburg School Board to comply with the federal law order that had come down to admit four, not two. And they did. You know, looking back as an adult, looking back to that time period, I think that was a very courageous act of two little girls who were told, you're not fit to go to this school. You're not smart enough. Here you are, honor roll students, taking college prep classes. All four of us had always been active in extracurricular activities. We all were good students, never been in trouble a day in our lives. And yet, Cece and I were unfit to attend the school, but we went back to court. And then there was another round, another series of testimonies as to why we wanted to do this. But eventually, we did. We were admitted into the E.C. Glass High School the following semester. And we were there that year, and I believe the next year also, just the four of us out of over 2,000 students. Around our junior year, I believe, there was another influx of maybe 10 or 11 black students. But because the school was so large and because there were so many students, we hardly saw each other. Cece and I were mainly put in the same classes, and Owen and Linda were in the same classes. They had lunch period one, and we had lunch period two. So we hardly, I saw Cece, but I never saw Owen or Linda, except Owen and I walked to school every morning because we lived in the same neighborhood. And so for 2.5 or 3 years, however long it was, we walked every morning. And as we were walking, the school bus carrying the white students from other communities would pass by us. And so from just every morning, there were jeers out of the window. And this went on up until we graduated, for the most part. But I think I have two very memorable experiences that over the years have not faded. One of them was the very first day that I walked into my biology class. And in the biology class, there were tables, and two students each sat at a table for lab purposes. And I sat next to a girl because it was the only available seat in the classroom. And she immediately jumped up and ran around, I'm just literally charged to the back of the room as if someone who had come from out of space had sat there. That was my first experience of a person totally disavowing my humanity. Interestingly, when we graduated in 1965, she and I had last names that placed us close to each other. And so on graduation day, we were actually sitting side by side. A little bit of a sign of the times that had changed in that time period. But the other very vivid memory is very much the same. And it was in the cafeteria where we had lunch, and which was always a horrible experience because it was always the matter of Cece and I trying to find a table to sit at because nobody wanted to sit with us. And so normally we didn't have a problem, but this particular day there were no tables where we could sit without people jumping up and running around the cafeteria. So we chose a table where there was a couple of boys that I had kind of thought were okay people. And we sat down, and this boy got up, the one that I thought was an okay person, and with the most disgust that he could imagine, he said, "It's bad enough we have to go to school with niggers, now we have to eat with them." And he took his tray and just left the table with utter disgust. You know, I mean, like it was the most unbelievable thing he could do, that we could do, to sit at his table. Those two experiences are very vivid because they impacted, for me personally, because of my complexion and because of the way that I carry myself, and because there were over 2,000 students, and I was the only, there were only four of us, sometimes I'd be mistaken for white. And so there might be people making kind statements to me until they found out who I really was. And then the very people who had spoken on Monday, who found out on Monday evening that I was one of the four on Tuesday, that same person was very hostile. And so just, it for me, it created a need to isolate myself so that I would not feel dehumanization almost of who I was because I was an African American.